Today's holiday was first known as Armistice Day in honor of troops who served in World War I. The name was later changed to Veterans Day in the U.S. to honor everyone who served in America's armed forces, regardless of when, regardless of where. You'll see parades and celebrations going on nationwide. The Veterans Day National Ceremony will happen at Arlington National Cemetery. It's an honor and gratitude for America's servicemen and women. And something interesting about the date this time around, it's 11-11-11. First time that's happened since Veterans Day became a holiday. Last time it'll happen until 21-11. We've got your comments about Veterans Day coming up, but we wanted to bring in a veteran to talk to us as well. I'd like you to meet retired Staff Sergeant Louis Bonsteel. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps and the California Army National Guard. He now happens to be a teacher in California who uses CNN Student News. He sat down with me earlier via Skype for this interview.
As someone who served in the U.S. military, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
It's a day that we actually sit back and appreciate those that have served, all of those that have served in the service, all the way from the beginning of the American Revolution all the way to the current time now. And it's a great time to just say thank you for what they have done for us.
Is there something in particular that you do, having served in the U.S. military, now that you're out of the military?
Well, now that I'm teaching, I actually try to share that information with my students, especially that I teach about World War One. So we actually teach about the history of Veterans Day, how it started out as Armistice Day, when they ended all fighting with World War One, and now we carry it into this new time where we actually appreciate all those soldiers that allow us to have those freedoms that we now enjoy.
We know a lot of students in our audience are considering going into the military. What advice do you have for them?
See me first? I used to be a recruiter.
Oh, so you're the right guy to come to, sure.
Yeah, talk to some of the veterans first before you actually talk to a recruiter, and they can actually give you a little bit more of what it was like on the inside. It's a great opportunity.
And finally, Mr. Bonsteel, do you consider teaching a form of service as well?
Oh, I sure do. A lot of the skills that I took from the service I actually use in my classroom. You know, you don't leave a soldier behind. I can't leave a student behind. If one of my students fails, I failed. So I make sure that I carry my students all the way through the mission and bring them to success.